Right then, guys, this video is for those of you who have maybe got your own business, maybe you're able to travel around with work and you're looking for a permanent location for the next couple of years, maybe 3 years, 5 years, maybe even just a year or so, and you're just wondering where's going to be the next kind of the big spots that are going to have benefits to your life, that are going to, you know, give you a higher quality of life, be around the right people, maybe explore a different part of the world. Safety, that was a big one for me, wanting to be safe, wanting to feel like, you know, wanting to feel more calm, wanting to be around great weather and stuff like that. That was a big one for me. For some of you, you might want to be in the center of a major melting pot, like a London or something like that, which I get, because there was a time in my life where I needed that. And I still miss it. And I think when you've lived in a London, it makes everywhere else look shit in terms of systems and processes. Like, everything's a little bit slow. It doesn't feel as though people want stuff. It doesn't feel as though they're moving forward. But as long as you're working from your laptop for yourself, it doesn't really matter, does it? As long as you stay motivated. So this is kind of my list of, I've narrowed it down to 6 places that I think are either perfect for everything that you need, which is the one that I'll start with, or they're up and coming and you need to get your ass over there quick to go and suss out what the future is going to be. Because I think anybody that bases themselves there now and takes advantage of the low prices is going to be laughing over the next 10 years, which is another video I'm doing soon about investment. So, number one, a city that I just love, that I think ticks every box, is Madrid. And for me, Madrid just kind of combines the best of everything. It just kind of combines what London is, but with the safety of Spain, with the weather of Spain, with the culture of Spain. The food is unbelievable. It's great in winter. It's great in summer. It can get a little bit too hot in summer, but you know, you've got so much that you can do there. Now, it's not close to a beach, which is mildly frustrating, but for probably, what, 8-9 months of the year, you're not going to worry too much. I actually think the perfect combination is Madrid and Marbella. I think if you could have a place in Marbella away from like Port Venus and all the party shit and whatever, and then you could have a place in Madrid, you would have one hell of a lifestyle. You know, in an ideal world, you've got a place in Monaco and you've got a place in Madrid. I actually think in terms of culture and perhaps setting up your taxes, that might be one of the best setups you can have in Europe. Because for me, I think Madrid is the most underrated city in Europe. And I think if you're, you know, somebody who appreciates good culture, good living, I'm talking food, weather, sports. I mean, you've got the biggest football team in the world based there. One of the biggest sports franchises that has ever existed, maybe number one or two. And, you know, it's got a massive modeling world. It's got a big kind of culture on high level nature. I mean, when you're there now, like anybody from Ukraine that's pocketed a shit ton of cash off this war, they're all there. That's the first place that they go to. Anybody who left Dubai and realized that it wasn't safe anymore, first place they went, Madrid. I just feel as though it's such a safe bet for so many people. I mean, if it was summer, a lot of them would have gone to London. But with the time of year, a lot of people just went over to Madrid. And I think for maybe 7-8 months of the year, there's probably not a better place that you can be if you need the well-roundedness of everything that you're chasing in a modern man's life. I think if you're a guy who's 26, 27, 28 plus, it's one hell of a spot. I think if you got to 50, you might want to get out and go somewhere quieter, but it's one hell of a spot between the kind of the male advantage years, where you're living your best life, you've got money coming in, you're in shape. You want a bit of everything. You want meals, you want women, you want rooftop bars, you want, you know, culture, you want football, you want sports, everything that comes together. Then, yeah, it's a hell of a place. And it reminds me of London, but when you're walking through the streets and they're 3 times as wide and there's only like 5 or 6 people on the street next to you, compared to London, you're shoulder barging people and somebody's shouting about the hellfire of God is going to come and get you, and somebody's trying to sell you something, and somebody's trying to have a fight, and then you have to make sure nobody's looking at your watch. It's like, it kind of combines the best of London and doesn't have any of the bad points. It's a really nice place, honestly. Like, I think it's mega underrated, mega slept on. And that's the first one on my list. It's super expensive though when it comes to, you know, compared to London, everything's cheap, but mega expensive for buying apartments. I think the house prices are the same price as London, and it's a little bit crazy. If it wasn't that expensive, I'd definitely go and buy one already. I think it's a great spot. I think it's kind of the perfect place for a modern man's lifestyle. I really do. Now, number two on my list, going completely to another part of the world, is Vlorë in Albania. And this isn't in particular order, by the way, but Vlorë in Albania. I was told by about 5 or 6 different people who are DJs who keep going to Albania for parties and stuff in the summer that you've maybe got a year or two before it's the best place in Europe. And I don't know. The only experience I have is people have told me about the area, the research that I've done, and the Albanian people that I've met. And I was about to fly there recently, and then the flight got cancelled and whatnot, but I was in the queue. And the people were very nice, and I was like, okay, this is great. I've been everywhere around there, and it, you know, everyone's given it a great reputation, but it's word of mouth, what people have told me. They said it's phenomenal, and I've done my own research, and there's mega investment going into this area. There was an airport that was built there last May, so about a year ago today. And they're building a marina, yachts everywhere, high-level apartments. If they can see that through, it's going to be a hell of a spot. It's going to be an unbelievable spot. I mean, where it's positioned on the Dalmatian coast, opposite Italy, Greece to that side, you know, you've got Montenegro, which we'll get to in a minute, Croatia up to the left, like it's, yeah, it's one hell of a place. And I think if they come through with what they're trying to achieve, and they can build, go and have a search for it, by the way, it's incredible. But if they can build what they're trying to build, it could turn into, and don't quote me on this, but it could turn into a mini Monaco of the kind of Balkans region. I really think it could. It has got that much potential. Would it? The thing is, that area of the world, and I'll get to it in a minute when we go over to Montenegro, I'll tell you guys in a second of our latest trip. But that area of the world has got some serious fucking money. I cannot tell you how many ballers I was seeing, how many guys with money that I was bumping into, and you know, the typical, like, guy in his 40s, 50s with a young, beautiful woman. He's got a ton of cash. He's got a yacht, a nice car. And it's like, something's brewing here. Something's happening. When you kind of see that, you have to recognize that things are about to take off. I mean, this isn't on my list because it's not in Europe. But Marrakesh, I got that same energy from. Where we were in the Hivernage area. And I just kept seeing Lamborghinis, Ferraris, and loads of guys that were in London that had a crazy amount of money, girls that are in London, that Moroccan, that have crazy amounts of money and stuff. And I was like, something's happening over in that part of the world. And then you've got the World Cup in 2030. So I'm noticing the same sort of trends in Albania. Everybody speaks highly of it. I haven't heard one negative thing about it. Everybody says it's safe, even though there's like apparently gangs and whatnot. I think the Albanian gangsters moved to London. They don't shit where they eat. In their hometowns and stuff, in their home cities, so that's quite eye-opening. And I think a lot of the money that's earned from London, illegal or not, has been taken back home, which, you know, is somewhat what the Polish did, which we'll get to in a minute. And yeah, I recommend doing some research on Vlorë. I think I've looked at multiple places, and I think that's the one with the biggest potential. That's the one that's going to take off. And the property prices right now, guys, are dirt cheap. I mean, I'm talking 100k, 200k. You can get a beachside apartment. It's going to go up in value. The ones that they're building, I think you can put some down payments on those now and just sit and wait and just see what the project becomes. But do your own research. It's something I've got my eye on as well. It is outside of the Schengen zone, I believe. So, you know, it's just a weapon. It just gives you a secondary base kind of, you know, outside of Europe. I know it's in Europe, but it's like outside of the Schengen zone. Gives you a secondary base you can play around with. The whole born on a budget I told you about years ago. Let's say if you have an apartment there. Let's say you have a life there. You've got a nice modern gym. Maybe you're dating a local woman. Maybe you've got a little boat on the harbour or something. You can take it out, sail it around. Like, it's just much cheaper life setup for a 10x lifestyle. It's a very good spot. Now, I just want to move down the coast a little bit to Budva. And Budva was a place in Montenegro that we went to very recently. I was mega impressed, guys. The locals, the food, you know, the people there in general. If you guys are single, you're going to be okay. Just put it that way. And Yeah, it's a very good place. Felt super safe. Even one day when it rained, I was like, this isn't too bad. Like, I could see a few months out here. I don't know if I'd want to live there in winter, but as a spring summer spot, yeah, it looks pretty crazy. I mean, there's casinos popping up all the time. There were new developments popping up all around the coast. The actual center had some decent stores and some, yeah, it's beautiful as well. It's really clean, but it had some beautiful restaurants. The food was great. The people were nice. And another major opportunity in that same area of the world. Currently outside the Schengen zone, probably going to move into it soon. You know, the people are for and against. But what a place. What a place. Like, I'm looking at it as a second location for resort number two for Onem, because I think it's that impressive. Same with Albania. I just think value for money, you're going to get something incredible that is only going to get better and better and better as time goes on. So, yeah, again, mega money, loads of, you know, just loads of ballers everywhere, just people with crazy cash just running certain, like, physical businesses. They were real businesses, and you're like, yeah, this is gonna increase. That whole coastline around the Dalmatian coast is gonna be something special. There's a lot of ambitious people there. There's a lot of money going into these areas. Some of the casinos, apartments, the buildings, I was impressed. The quality was brilliant. And it had that Montenegrin building material. You guys know what I'm talking about. I showed you guys before when we looked at houses in Montenegro years ago in the old Born on a Budget videos. Stone, white stone. You know, that kind of, like, I don't know if it's a limestone, but they had the white stone and the beige stone with the kind of red rooftops. Beautiful. Modern. Everything's glass with stone. It's spectacular. Like, what they're building is fantastic. And out of all the places in Montenegro, I think Budva has the most chance of becoming something pretty special. I think Kotor's too trapped in, it's too old money, but Budva, I think, is going to be, that's beach clubs, that's yachts, that's, you know, that's going to be something serious moving forward. It's multiple casinos. The casino we went to was phenomenal. I'll roll the footage throughout this, but yeah, I was impressed. And I think if you guys are looking for somewhere to base yourself, there is a building community of nomads out there now. I met a few guys and they were saying, I love it here. It's a great place to base yourself. It feels safe. The value for money is fantastic. And incredible views. And you can really build a life out there. And I think it's a hot spot that is going to pop off in the next few years. I really do. Like I said, the people are lovely. The landscapes are beautiful. One of the best places I've ever been. Next on my list is Poland, and a lot of people say Krakow, Krakow. It's, so many people have told me, I have not had one person tell me that it's a bad place. I've not been personally, but I've looked at the photos, I've looked at the videos, it looks unbelievable, and I've probably had about 30, 40 people tell me that it's one of the best places they've ever been, they're thinking of moving there. I know people that live there, and you just think to yourself, okay, like, this is going to be a serious spot moving forward in the future. And I'll tell you what happens, because I'm 33 years old. And what I saw happen in the UK was a lot of Polish people came over. And people talk about immigration now and whatnot. And they were hating Polish people back then. But the difference between the Polish people and what we have now in the UK is Polish people were working. They were working hard, very hard. They were great people. They were respectful. Didn't cause any problems. Just got up early in the morning, went to their job, did it for less than the natives, quote unquote. And just sent the money back home to their families. And now Poland is thriving. And say what you want, they just took the money that the British people were spending on alcohol and shit and football and whatnot, and they went and injected it back into their own culture, back into their own cities. And now Poland is thriving. And they saw what went wrong in the UK, and they just said, look, we're not having it. We're correcting that at the source. And I admire them, because they came over, they worked their bollocks off, they siphoned the money, but do you know what? They reinvested it back into their own infrastructure. And we, the English people, didn't really see it coming. They outworked us. They outthought us. They really doubled down on the self-improvement aspects of life while we were just consuming, which tends to happen as generations move on. This is in the book, The Secret Millionaire, or The Millionaire Next Door. And that's what they did, and they did it very well, and now it's beautiful, it's safe, you know, they've got a hold on immigration, it just looks like a beautiful place. And yeah, I have to go and visit. I don't know if I could live there until I, you know, have a seek around, but everybody that I know who's been there said probably the best place that they've ever been, and they said that the prices are fantastic, and Yeah, I would not blame you guys for going out there for the next 5 years or so and just seeing what it's all about and seeing how it evolves and where it moves next. So next on my list is Nice. And Nice is right next to Monaco, a 20-minute train journey. It gives you some serious life setup. You can go the other way into Turin, you can go to Milan, you can go to Portofino. It's not too far from Porto Vecchio and Porto Cervo. You can get a boat across. Barcelona's not horrendous. We drove it. It's in a really good location. A really good location, beautiful place. And all the guys that flew from there all agreed it's one of the most beautiful places they'd ever been to. And Monaco is just spectacular. Like taking a day trip to Monaco or weekend trips to Monaco, just going down there for 20 minutes on a Saturday, hanging out there, enjoying the culture of that, and just being around excellence and money. It rubs off, it really does. And we've had a few guys actually just base themselves out there since we went to Cannes, which is the other thing. You've got Cannes just down the road as well. So yeah, in terms of life setup, it's brilliant. It's all the workers that we met in the hotels and whatnot. You guys saw we stayed in that 5-star I've always wanted to stay in. And they all said, yeah, we live in Nice. We live in Nice and we just get a 20-minute train in to Monaco every day and it's just a great lifestyle. I think the location is brilliant. I think, you know, French taxis aren't the best, but for a year or two, yeah, it's definitely somewhere you can base yourself. And I'm not saying permanently, I'm saying it's somewhere because it's so connected to other places. If it were me, I would base myself there, enjoy the summers and springs. And then for winters, I would just get myself to the major cities. I would just explore, get around. Even in summer and spring, I'd go over to Porto Cervo, Porto Vecchio. I would do Portofino. I would just get around a little bit, maybe over to Capri or something like that. I would just move around and just use it as a great base that has a fantastic location. And talking about great bases, I want to go into the next one, which is Zagreb. So I actually made a video a while back talking to you guys saying that Zagreb was one of the most perfect located cities in the world. It's connected to so many other places. It gives you unbelievable life setup. And it's not crazy priced. It's got a massive population. All the guys that live there that I know, we've got a guy arriving in a minute who's from there actually. And we met him on the, or I met him for the first time on the Montenegrin trip. And he said that in terms of like dating and beautiful women, it's fantastic. So for you guys, you're going to love that. And I mean, it's got decent weather, you know, in the summer, in the spring, decent weather. He said it's a major city. It's got a big population. He said everything that you need. And it's well connected. It's close to so many other places. I thought Croatia was one of the safest, most beautiful places I've ever seen. I actually thought it was like a mini Spain. It was like Spain light, probably half the price, which is a little bit of a weapon. I mean, if you were going to base yourself somewhere different but safe, and I mean safe in terms of like, this isn't a gamble, because you could go to Albania, you could go to Vlora, and it just like, it didn't really materialize. Chris, you were wrong. Okay, fair enough. I hold my hands up. But Zagreb is pretty safe. It's a safe bet. You're going to get there and you're going to go, this is life. I've got everything that I want. This is a beautiful place. My life setup's brilliant. I can definitely see myself living here for a few years. And if things change, it's a short journey, a tiny change of culture just to go to the other places that are neighboring, which is a real weapon. Now, somewhere that's close to Zagreb is Budapest. And I think Budapest is one of the best places in Europe and on planet Earth. Now, in the winter, brutal. The winters are so cold. Probably the coldest place I've ever been in my life. The cold goes into your bones. I've never felt anything like it. I actually thought it was colder than Iceland, which is pretty crazy to say. But it's the wind, the cold, it just got into your bones. It was a weird, weird place. But what a city. It's got kind of got everything that you need in terms of like the population, in terms of, I guess, the dating scene, restaurants, you know, the summers there are brilliant. And I just think with the low taxes as well, like if you're just looking for somewhere different, looking for somewhere to explore, to just kind of, you know, almost like the Tates did, the way they went to Bucharest and they just set up their life there. Budapest is that, but it's less, not that Bucharest is dangerous, but it's just a little bit safer. It's just a little bit more cosmopolitan. It's a slight upgrade, I would say. And, you know, it's got a little bit more, you know, the rooftop bars in the summer. We've got a few members that live there or used to live there. And they were just like, in the summer, it's brilliant. Now, they said limited after a few years. They wanted to move out. And the winters were absolutely brutal. but for a short, limited time, they said it's exactly what they needed. And if you're just looking for a couple years, get out, explore, go and do something different, I would highly recommend it. I thought it was a brilliant place. Like, you can't go too far wrong. I'd say 95-99% of people spoke English. It was pretty easy. There weren't many people that didn't. To break it down, I think Madrid, you'd need Spanish. Nice, you'll be okay. Everyone's speaking English around that area. Cannes, Monaco, everyone was speaking English. It was crazy. I think Budva, you can get away with English. Most people speak English, but, you know, you should be okay. Albania, I don't know, but I assume it's probably the same. And then, what was the last one on our list? Zagreb. English, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. But that's kind of my list of six places that I think, you know, aren't going to cost you an absolute fortune, aren't going to tax the higher heavens out of you, unless it's Nice, but you can, like I said, it's more location, you can travel around. You can base yourself there for a couple of years, get out, explore the world, you know, have some fun and whatnot. As a guy who's in his late 20s, looking for something different, good weather, a good kind of change of scene and stuff like that, you've got a good variety there. It depends on your budget. If you're doing 10 grand a month plus, but I'd say Madrid, safe bet. Zagreb, safe bet. You can have a really baller lifestyle. And Nice, obviously, of course. And then the other three, I think Budapest, Vlor, and Budva. That's your like roller dice. Just see, it's going somewhere. It's really going somewhere. Now, it's not on risk, but they're going somewhere. Now, even if you're a guy with crazy money, and I'm doing a video on this soon, have a little look into investing into those places, into Vlor and Budva. Just have a little look. Like, just go and take a little trip this summer and just see what I'm talking about, because things are happening in that area of the world. And I think you'd be disappointed if you didn't take advantage of it. I've been keeping an eye on Montenegro for a long time and I was very impressed. I think the infrastructure's there. And you know when you walk past places and they've got the billboards of what it's going to look like, it always ends up being 80% of what it looks like because they want to keep the budget down and whatever. It's a thing, I can't remember the term now, but they keep the budget down on the design and they keep it simple and whatnot. It's really annoying, but it's a thing. But if it looks even 70-80% like that, that whole coastline, all the way round, it's kind of got Bisciti Beach and then it goes round into Budva itself, that whole area, it could potentially, give it 5 to 10 years, it could be, like I said, Monaco light. It really could. Now, I'm not saying it's going to go to Monaco level, but it's going to attract investors. If somebody like me, who makes hundreds of thousands per month, is looking at a location like that and thinking to himself, I'm impressed, there's going to be other guys that are thinking the same thing. And I do think it's prime for investment. So, guys, hope you enjoyed the video. I'll speak to you soon.